Everywhere in the world, we can observe and be touched by acts of kindness. People from all walks of life, faiths, and cultures extend themselves beyond the call of duty to help others unconditionally. Through their noble deeds, humanity as a whole is elevated. To commend virtuous actions and encourage more people to be inspired by their examples, Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly created a series of awards, including the Shining World Leadership Award, Shining World Compassion Award, Shining World Hero and Heroine Awards, Shining World Honesty Award, Shining World Protection Award, Shining World Intelligence Award, and Shining World Inventor Award to recognize some of the most exemplary, generous, caring, and courageous people who walk amongst us. The earthquake of May 2008 in Sichuan, China, remains a sorrowful memory in the mind of humanity. Miss Shen Cui-ying is a retired teacher who lives in Shanghai, China. When the tragedy befell her people, Miss Shen's heart reached out to the families and especially to the children who were affected. As a retired school teacher, Miss Shen Cui-ying found it hard to accept that the surviving children had lost their classroom. At least temporarily, their learning was put on hold. For Miss Shen, it felt as if their future was put on hold. Then, Miss Shen had an idea. A week and a half later, she made up her mind to sell one of her two apartments to support the children in need. But to do so, she would need the support of her family members.
我反反复复想了以后呢，我觉得不管怎么样，家里怎么样，我觉得应该做的事情就应该去做。那个后来想不到呢，我开一个家庭会议以后呢，意想不到的就是家里的。儿子和媳妇非常赞同我，儿子毫不犹豫地说：“哎，本来就跟你说过了，随便你支配，捐掉也好，送掉也好，卖掉也好，吃光也好，随便你的，没意见。你现在造一所学校，那更好。如果造一所学校，如果有什么缺点钱，我们有能力的话，我们还会补偿，还会帮助。”那这儿子呢，就这么。 很非常支持的，就马上说出这个话。那么媳妇呢，兜了一圈以后，她说出了一句我意想不到的话。她就说：“这样做是蛮好的，因为你本来把这房子留给孙子孙女的，你是他们的好奶奶。如果现在你去把这房子的钱去捐给灾区造一所学校，你是帮助了成千上万的小孩。” 你就将来是他们成千上万孩子的奶奶，他说值得。那么这么一说呢，我当时真的想拥抱他们，他们太理解我了，太支持我了。那么这一天，我心情非常非常激动，好像做成了一件什么大事已经做成了一样。我马上奔走相告，我就告诉隔壁的谁，我说我有过这个想法，而你们都支持我了。
Touched by Miss Shen's altruistic reason for selling her home, the bidders actively raised the price for the apartment. The final auction price was much more than originally expected. More importantly, hearts were moved, and Miss Shen was not the only one reaching out to give.
他能够拍到450万呢，我也觉得是其他人在献爱心。那么这个时候呢，我非常激动，我非常感谢他们，我觉得。 所有的人呢，好像唤起了一种爱心，他们都拍手，他们都好像很在拥动。之后呢，我又得到一个消息，就是慈善基金会的会长潘月英跟我说的，他说：“沈老师，你的举动真的带动了大家。有一个机构原来捐献50,000的，现在会后就跟他说追加到100,000。” 有一个机构呢是做捐赠10万的，他现在追加到20万。嗯，那么我听了以后呢，当然也非常感动，我非常感动，因为我的捐献一个人是力量不够的。
对。
那么小区里面有个老人跟我说，陈老师，我原先觉得这是政府的事情，没关我们多少事情，我们也管不了哪些事情。他就捐了20元，之后他说，陈老师，我又去补交了1000元。那么我呢想带动整个社会更多的献出爱心，但是整个社会都凝聚在一个爱的上，这个世界就会更光明，那么这个社会也就是说成为这个爱的海洋。
A number of retired women in Shanghai were touched by Ms. Shen's loving action and organized a volunteer team to raise funds and visit the children in disaster areas. The Chinese media called them by the endearing name Shanghai Grandmas. Together with these ladies, Ms. Shen helped to select a place for the children to build a new aseismic school. Today, many children in Sichuan, China plan to attend a strong and well-equipped school where they can continue their learning. Receiving such motherly love,The youngsters will have a great hope and promise for their future. Years from now, they may also remember Miss Shen Cui Ying, one ordinary school teacher who truly cared and acted upon her deep concern. For her selfless love in action for the children in need, Miss Shen received the Shining World Compassion Award from Supreme Master Ching Hai. Supreme Master Ching Hai later contributed a $20,000 donation to bring stationery and other learning supplies for the children in the quake-affected areas. The amount could purchase an equivalent of $174,000 in school supplies if bought in the United States based on China's overall cost of living.
衷心感谢青海无上师世界会给我颁发的这么高的荣誉奖。那么我觉得无上师是最理解我的，他肯定我，而且来给我发这么高的荣誉奖，我一定跟无上师经常沟通，我们把爱互相传递，让大家都来宣扬爱，为社会为世界多谢爱心。
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. When we return, let us meet another remarkable lady whose love has also helped better the lives of those in need. Welcome back to our program today on Supreme Master Television. As we saw in our previous segment, one person with a caring and determined heart can change the world for countless others. For Dr. Sakena Yakubi, an internationally esteemed altruist, incredible accomplishments came about based on one childhood dream to help her co-citizens.
You know, when I grew up in Afghanistan as a child, always my desire was to help the women and children of Afghanistan. Especially the time that I grew up in Afghanistan, there wasn't that much facility available for the woman to see a doctor. There wasn't that much available for a child to be saved when was born. So always in my mind, I wanted to be a doctor, to build a hospital and to really help the women and children of Afghanistan.
Born in Herat, Afghanistan, Ms. Sakena Yakubi moved to the United States in the 1970s. After completing a master's degree in public health, she was appointed as a professor at De Etre University in Michigan. In 1990, she returned to Afghanistan. 5 years later, while working with Afghan refugees in camps across the border in Pakistan, the idea for a learning center was born.Women in the camps were asking that they and their children be given opportunities to receive an education. Professor Yakubi set up learning centers in order to facilitate this request.
Once I went there, I saw that how much they are miserable, how much the life is so hard, and people are really suffering over there. So as a result, I decided I'm going to build a school and I'm going to develop a program in area of health that I can help these women. So that was it. My really deep feeling for the women of Afghanistan has been since I was a little girl, but it's grown during the years.
Professor Sakena Yakubi is the founder of the Afghan Institute of Learning, an organization that works to train teachers and serve women and children in Afghanistan to be healthy and schooled. Established in 1995, the Afghan Institute of Learning delivers grassroots educational and health services to those who require it the most. The organization now reaches over 350,000 women and children every year via educational learning centers, schools and clinics, both in Afghanistan and Pakistan. To date, over 10,000 teachers have been trained. 4 medical clinics have been established. In addition, the Afghan Institute of Learning is raising awareness about issues such as human rights, health, peace building, and the environment. Today, the Afghan Institute of Learning has become to be respected as a model women's organization in Afghanistan. When asked how she had come to persevere and overcome challenges, Dr. Yakubi responded simply as follows.
I am a very strong believer in religion, especially I'm a Muslim. I really believe in God. And I really think that God has a mission for me to accomplish. And this is my mission to reach out to my people and the people who are in needy and around the world. I do my best and I don't know if I am successful on it or not, but I do the best I could do it.
Dr. Sakena Yakubi's work has been internationally recognized. She offers the following advice for others, both women and men, who also have a dream to do great things for others.
My advice is that really to first of all, just be humble and have wisdom and listen to others, because when we listen to others, we find out their needs, because there are over there in the third world country people with great knowledge, with intelligence and with capability. Really listen to them, and that is my best advice.
Dr. Yakubi also reiterated the importance of providing education in order to empower communities, reduce poverty, and increase peace and sustainability of an entire society.
My vision for the future of Afghanistan, for the future of my people, is to be able to reach out in every province of Afghanistan through education and try to educate every child in Afghanistan.
For her noble efforts in service of the people of Afghanistan, Dr. Sakena Yakubi received the Shining World Compassion Award from Supreme Master Qinghai.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. It's an honor for me to receive this award. I would love to thank Supreme Master Qinghai for this wonderful award. And you can see that it's a gorgeous piece of art. And it means so much to the people of Afghanistan, to the women of Afghanistan, to the children of Afghanistan, and specifically for me, because this is the recognition of the work that the courageous women of Afghanistan is doing. Thank you very much.
As a contribution to the endeavors of Dr. Yakubi and the Afghan Institute of Learning, Supreme Master Qinghai donated a gift of $10,000 to further assist the women and children of Afghanistan.
Thank you very much.
In addition to the award plaque and monetary gift, Dr. Sakena Yakubi also received Supreme Master Qinghai's lecture DVDs and books, including the number one international bestsellers, The Dogs in My Life, The Birds in My Life, and The Noble Wilds. Information on global warming was also shared.
It is wonderful to see this book and really share this, that how much important it is to really save the environment. Thank you very much. This is very, very important, because in global warming today, Afghanistan needs to do a lot of work. And thank you very much for giving us the first-hand information. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Supreme Master Qinghai. On behalf of women of Afghanistan and children of Afghanistan, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. This means so much for me and for the people of Afghanistan. It is an honor to be here, and it's an honor to receive this wonderful award. From your generosity and from your kindness, I am dedicated to you, and I really appreciate your generosity. Thank you very, very much.
Our appreciation, Dr. Sakena Yakubi, for your laudable commitment to improving the quality of life for so many gentle people in your nation. May heaven continue to bless you and your efforts with much success. Kind viewers, thank you for your company on today's program. Please now stay tuned for Words of Wisdom, coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. May the wellspring of goodness and godliness flow through your life abundantly.